Hello, you're through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hiya, I'm ringing up because I've received an email from Lois, three times asking me for my mum and dad's dates of birth, and I've sent it off twice. I've just had a third email. I don't know why she's not receiving it.
Okay, hold on one second. Just for data protection purposes, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
The 6th of the 5th, 1989.
Your postal address?
It's 46 Galloway Street, flat 21, G213SX.
Fantastic. And either your mobile number or your email address, please?
It's 07958-401676.
Okay, no problem. You passed data protection. Now, just so you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'm just looking now to see, obviously, we've missed a phone call from you. See, I'm not too sure if the emails have possibly come through from yourself. Let me just have a look now.
See, she did send me one before asking me, like, previous addresses, previous surnames and stuff before I went into care. I sent all that back and she received that one. And then she's asked me for my mum and dad's dates of birth. And this is the third time I've had an email and I've sent it off all times and she's just not receiving it. I don't know why.
All right. Okay. Well, obviously just to avoid sending any further ones, I can just gather that information from you now while we're just on the phone.
Yeah, that's fine.
What is the date of birth for you, your mother?
The 4th of the 7th, 1969.
1969.
Yeah.
And then your father's date of birth?
The 18th of the 8th, 1964.
Yeah. Okay. It looks like we got for your address prior to care was Gartlock Road, Glasgow, G335AL. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was brought up by my mum, but and then we were my mum had gave us to my uncle who stayed in Easter House, but I'm not sure of the address. I don't know if that will be on my records or not.
I believe it will be on your records. Any like
right.
placements or changes will be there. The only reason why she's asked you many times for the obviously the date of the birth is just as child records, as you may or may not know, they're indexed under parents' names or the area of where the child was prior before being into care. It was something what we wasn't made aware until like a couple months after sending subject access requests, so we're just trying to chase up on these further informations.
Okay, that's fine.
As well, we've got here that you're in, that your GP is the Ballantyne, Dr. Ballantyne and Partners, is that correct?
Yes, in Springburn Health Centre.
In Springburn Health Centre?
Yeah.
Fantastic, that is perfectly fine. Okay, then we've got all the relevant information. From what I can see, the reason why we called you back up is just because we've trying to send off subject access requests to Glasgow, Fife, Springburn Health Centre, NHS Great Glasgow and Clyde, Glasgow City Social Work, National Records of Scotland, and all of them came back with no records, so that's the reason for the call and the request of further information. Hopefully
okay, that's fine.
That it's been provided, we'll be able to obviously be in receipt of a couple of your records. Once we are in receipt of your records, we'll be in a position where we'll review all your records and the chronology of care of where you've been throughout your time in care, and then somebody will give you a call in relation to booking a witness statement. Just to let you know, the witness statement will be done over the phone. There's nowhere where you need to go or anything like that. It will last about an hour. You'll be in control of the phone call as well. So for any reason, if you wish to take a break during the witness statement, just vocalise that you'd like to take 5 minutes to either get a drink or either just to compose yourself. That's perfectly fine. As well, just for a state of preference, would you prefer to conduct your... It'll be asked again anyway when it comes to actually booking you in for the witness statement, but would you prefer to have your witness statement conducted by a female or a male colleague?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, that's perfectly fine. No problem. Well, hopefully we'll end up getting some information. Now we're just waiting on Glasgow City. Glasgow, really, considering your address prior to care was in Glasgow.
Okay.
at the moment, essentially they're being flooded with subject access requests. We're looking at being, I think we're 700 in the queue at the moment, until we are in receipt of your records, and they have asked for a further extension. Yeah, you're 743 in the queue until we receive your records from then. So we're probably thinking maybe a month's time, maybe the latest 2 months until we're able to book you in. But obviously, if you get in receipt of your records before then, we'll give you a call and book you in as soon as possible.
No problem, that's fine.
No worries. Well, thank you very much for your time, Stacey. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
No problem. Have a lovely day.
Thanks. You too.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.